Yeah, I'm curious whether any of you have heard about or read about Glide, which is a mobility device that some new company is coming up with.
And it is. It's supposed to get you around obstacles. And the guy who is developing it's been on a lot of podcasts.
They do have an email list that you can join, and they have monthly Zoom calls that you can join to kind of give feedback and get information. And just yesterday, they announced that there's going to be like an early bird sign-up thing starting on May 20th, and they're going to have a video to talk about that. You would put down $100 and get a 40% discount on the device, which is going to retail for somewhere around $1,500. And I think they
Wow.
said in that last email that it will come out in 2025 now.
Who apparently used to work for Microsoft, did a bunch of, I mean, accessible technology over there. And after you paid to get a device, then subscription $40 a month. That's like, wow, that's crazy. Anyway.
Amos Miller, yeah, he worked on specifically Soundscape, the app from Microsoft. So that's kind of where he's coming from, this idea of like the sound spatially indicating where objects are in space. I know, I think Tim, you had mentioned about a lot of interviews. Yeah, he's been on like Jonathan Mosen's on the Living Blindfully, and he's been on Main Menu Live from ACB Media, and then he was on Tech Talk as well from Accessible World. So I don't know. I think he's kind of figuring out how to position this thing. Like he's talking a lot about, you know, the people who are just losing their vision and who may not be comfortable with getting around, and this, you know, being a bit more useful than the information provided by a cane only. But then he's, you know, also talking kind of about like, you know, replacement of cane or a guide dog, and eventually wanting to, you know, have this be like a replacement. And I think everyone just kind of needs to, you know, give some thought to, you know, because there are other considerations, of course. I think Jonathan pushed him, you know, something about with the cane, right? What about like inclement weather or when the technology breaks down? You know, the cane is a good tool to have. And, you know, with guide dogs, there's obviously the, you know, the companionship aspect, having a living being, you know, assisting you and such. So, you know, I think everyone will just kind of have to evaluate where, you know, if they think it will be useful or helpful. I do know some people have said, I think it was on the ACB advocacy update, they Claire and Colby, I think, may have tried it at CSUN, and they said that, you know, initially they were like a little hesitant in terms of their pace, but then as they got to try it a second time, they were a bit more relaxed with it, and it did feel a little bit more like the feeling of walking with a guide dog in terms of the fact that it just takes you around obstacles and such. But the fact that it has wheels like on stairs, you would need to, you know, lift it up the stairs and such. So they're working on, I know, you know, getting it lighter and such. So yeah, it's one to watch, I guess, and kind of see what where it goes. Okay, the device is Glide. Okay, so then the company is Glidance. It's like a play on the words glide and guidance. So it's Glidance. And I know their website's glidance.io.
I'm trying to download the software and I cannot. I see the button download, but it tells me when I click on it, it tells me my computer is not focused.
Yes.
And I tried everything and I'm like, how the hell you can make it focus?
If you notice, you can tab or do something and it'll just go away. It says it's not really affecting anything. The download is occurring. It's just that that is saying, and I'm not sure why it's even doing it, because it says it, but the download it has occurred. And if you just do a tab, you'll see that you really are back to where you had.
Let me ask you this, Richard. Have you actually gone into the download directory and see if it to see if it's there?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, no, that's what you should do, because you don't know that it's not downloading just because you're not seeing it. You want to go into your downloads directory and it should be at the top of the list, depending on how your directory is sorted. The file should be there, and that way you can definitely double check to see whether it's actually downloaded or not.
Your browser's download feature as well. That's usually your not the actual folder in File Explorer, but within your browser, the downloads area, which is usually accessed through like an Edge in Chrome. It's Control J, like Juliet. And I would say go in there and see if it's appearing in that list and see what it says. If it says that it's downloaded, or if it shows you a percentage, or sometimes too, if it's like an unknown file, that quote unquote unknown that, you know, Microsoft doesn't know about or what have you, and it's trying to protect you, you know, from potentially harmful things. You'll see like a notice there in that downloads window, and you have to use the Shift F10 or the applications key and select, I think it's like keep or download anyway. And there's like another dialogue that pops up and you have to go to more info in that, and then the, you know, download anyway or some such. Like it's really a multi-step process when it does that. But I would say just to check the within the browser itself, PC cursor or the virtual cursor.
I've been getting this message now for quite a long time. This comes from Chrome. It's some kind of an error for which there is no fix right now. The message has no effect. Completely ignore it. Control J will get you to your downloads folder. Your download is working normally. Pay no attention to the message. It doesn't do anything.